What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Supermodel Kate Moss is in the news as of this afternoon. Ms. Moss was videotaped snorting cocaine. And on to talk about this story as it breaks, and it is still breaking. The last thing I saw, Kate Moss wants to leave Britain. Apparently, she's seen the tabloid reports. Apparently, she's devastated. She wants to leave Great Britain. She wants to move to the United States. She's already lost two or three contracts. I think all this stuff just came down in the last 24 hours. With me is Doug Danger. He's the entertainment reporter for MovingPictureNews.com. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
What do you think? What is this story? What's the impact, really?
Well, I always want to lead off, Phil. I want to tell people I've had my own share of controversy. I'm a gay man. I'm an out gay man as well as a gay journalist. I have to tell you, with all of the excitement about Kate Moss being videotaped, and my understanding is you've got some of the tape there.
Well, we have the audio, but it's all in Italian. I suppose we could play a little bit of it, but it was an Italian television channel that broke the story and had the actual videotape of this model, Kate Moss, 31 years of age, a British citizen, snorting coke. I'm taking their word for it.
Well, my understanding is Kate is snorting something off a mirror and sharing it with some other people who look like a recording studio, so I'll take their word for it. But let me tell you this. The first thing we have to do is ask ourselves, who are we really talking about here? We're talking about Kate Moss. The life of a supermodel is one of the single most pressure-packed jobs there is. I don't think there is pressure anywhere in the world. I think we have we got to separate people out who have the kinds of jobs that are pressure-packed and people who don't. And they have to say, all right, I see she's doing a recreational drug. Who is she hurting? Okay.
Well, let's start out. She's hurting herself.
Well, look, I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist, so I've known my fair share of controversy. I would say to you, if you say she's hurting herself, then I could say to you, what business is that of yours? You know, unless you've walked in her shoes. And
What about the young women who look to her as a role model, okay? That's going to be the very first thing that is mentioned.
Well, Phil, I've interviewed thousands, and I mean literally thousands of celebrities. And the one thing that they all say time and again, they don't want to be a role model for anyone's kid who's already on their way to a psychiatric ward anyway because they get blamed for it. They never ask to be role models. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. And I know in a lot of ways I'm probably a role model to other gay, you know, like to a gay boy who might want to be a gay journalist or who may be a gay boy journalist or something, you know, in a high school or something. They ask, you know, yes, we ask for people to look up to us. And yes, we ask for people to follow our careers. But no one's asking to be a role model. Yes, they want fame, and yes, they want people to pay attention to them, but that's all they want. They don't want someone's kid hanging around their neck, okay? And I think this is...
Do you think this story about Kate Moss, then, is overblown? I mean,
I was about to say, yeah, I think it is one of the most overblown stories it's probably going to wind up being one of the most overblown stories of the decade. I don't see Kate Moss doing anything that is unusual for that line of work. Now, I will tell you, I recognize that the drug is technically illegal. And I will also tell you that I recognize that the drug is, she could be arrested for. But I'd have to tell you, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Kate Moss needs to be left alone and allowed to do what's best for her by her own decisions and not have you or your listeners bothering her about it. Okay.
Well, look, I would submit that asking for fame and attention, as you were just alluding to a moment ago, is in essence asking to be emulated, to be admired, and to be made into a role model. And certainly, if nothing else, she should suffer the legal ramifications.
All right, look, let's say she should suffer legal ramifications. What business is that of yours?
No, I'm just saying that...
No, but why is that any of your business? Why is that any of your listeners' business? Look, I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist. That's why I can say what I'm talking about, because I've got the guts to say what I'm about to say. Kate Moss is showing us and is educating young people, and young women especially, about the dangers of obesity, about the dangers of being overweight. You know, being overweight, Phil, is strangling for air. It's feeling the pains knifing down your left arm as you succumb to a cardiac arrest. It's far more dangerous than what some people think. And I tell you what, I'm gay, and I'm a gay journalist, but if I had a daughter, I would do anything in my power to see to it that she didn't happen to her.
And well, what are you telling me? Are you saying that she's snorting coke To keep the weight off?
I'm saying Kate Moss is making the statement, obesity and the horror of dying in a bed that no one can lift you out of, that young lady is doing what she can. She's fighting back against the horror of obesity.
And Doug, I got to tell you, and I'll give our number, and the listeners can weigh in. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.
But you got to remember, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've lived through this kind of controversy. Okay.
No, but I got to tell you, it sounds like you're making this up as you go along. Because
I'm not making anything up.
Well, I mean, you start out saying that Kate Moss, you know, it's none of our business, and she's got a pressure-packed job.
She does have. No, I'm not making anything up. I'm trying to, what I'm doing is I'm making my points as I go along. Number one, she does have a pressure-packed job. And number two, I think we need to finally recognize, and I think we got to quit biting our tongues, and I think some of us need to say what a lot of people have been wanting to say for a long time. Kate Moss stands against everything that morbid obesity stands for. And those people out there that are supporters of obesity, those people out there that think fat is cool, just like a lot of people think cigarette smoking is cool, just like a lot of people think that drinking and driving is cool. A lot of people think that being fat and ugly is somehow cool. Well, Kate Moss is telling us no, it's not. And that young lady is, I think what she's doing, she's choosing her battles.
You're telling me that her coke use is a way to keep her weight off, which I wouldn't doubt. I'm sure that it is. Okay.
Well, I'm saying Kate Moss is as concerned as any of us with the number one problem, the number one thing that is murdering our young people, and that is obesity. 28-year-old, 29-year-old people who are walking with canes, riding around in those electric carts and supermarkets, not speaking clearly because the fat presses on the vocal cords, not being able to speak clearly because there is fat pressing against the chest, walking around and getting out of breath, just getting up out of bed and you're ready to collapse. Kate Moss stands against that, and I think she has for a long time. And I think we need to, those are the things I think we need to build up about this young lady. And let's quit tearing her down. You heard what she said. She wants to leave Great Britain. Look, I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've known controversy. And for this young lady to say she wants to leave the country of her birth and move to another country, I think the persecution has got to end. And I think we need to take the hammer out and use the end that pulls the nails out as opposed to drives them in. And let's start pulling the nails out of her hands and her feet. Let's pull her down and let's cloak her in the shroud and lay her in a tomb. Because that
well, now, come on, man. I mean, nobody is like, look, if you say this is some kind of a martyr thing, if you say,
look, this girl has stood from the very beginning against the horror of fat. Now we get a glimpse as to the lengths she's willing to go to so that young women who want to be like her don't wind up huge and frightening and large and all that. Yeah, so she starts. What business is that of yours if she snorts coke?
You know, but you see, you're saying to me that Kate Moss is saying, I've got a daughter, okay? Kate Moss sends the message to, like, my daughter, look, fat is really bad. You don't want to be fat. I applaud that message. I just wonder how skinny one is supposed to get. There's fat, and then there's just ridiculously skinny.
You're not saying Kate Moss is a model, okay? She's getting paid to have her face on magazine covers. So I think when it comes to being beautiful, I think she has the moral authority to just say she's beautiful. Now, I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying that Kate Moss sends the message to my daughter, yes, fat is so bad, snort coke.
Oh, wait, that's none of your business.
You're just telling me that
I'm telling you that she stands against fat and has always stood against being, I'm going to say it, Kate Moss has always stood against being a lard arse. And yet we got people that persecute her. So I just think this is a big story about nothing.
Well, I got some of the audio. We'll hear it. I mean, all it is Italian. It's no big thing. But you can hear at least the tenor of the person's voice, the seriousness of this. We're speaking with Doug Danger. He is the entertainment reporter for MovingPictureNews.com. And Kate Moss has been arrested. Well, no, she hasn't been arrested. Kate Moss has been captured on video. She has not been arrested. Oh, God. She's been captured on video snorting cocaine. And this has had repercussions in her career. As of today, she's lost the contracts to a number of fairly lucrative accounts. H&M, Burberry, Chanel have canceled. Apparently, though, she's got some things in the offing, and she has said she wants to move to the United States. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is my guest. He is saying Ms. Moss is really, you're talking about a young woman who isn't so much snorting cocaine as she just doesn't believe in being fat and overweight. And that's the more positive message to get from this. Not that she happens to be keeping the weight off by snorting coke. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Whitney Houston's dealer. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger is the entertainment reporter for MovingPictureNews.com. And he's on to talk about Kate Moss. This is I don't know, Doug, did you see it?
Yeah, Phil, I did see it today in the office. And like you, there really wasn't a whole lot to see. There's Kate, and she's in a social situation. I think her privacy was violated terribly. And I think that Kate is relaxing with friends, and these Italians, you leave it to the Italians, who are some of the most degenerate people in some instances, not always, but the Italian people, look at their behavior in our own country.
Come on. I don't want to go there.
Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? I know all about bigotry, all right? Now, this is an Italian television station. Now, these people come over to America, and they continue to litter our highways with their feces. And
wait. Come on, man. I don't want to get into an issue on nationalism here. Let's just...
All right, okay, that's fine.
Let's just stick to Kate Moss. Let me see where I have this. This is just a little bit of the audio from the TV.
Kate Moss è seduta su un divano, indossa una minigonna e degli stivali di pelle nera. È piegata in avanti, intenta a preparare piste di cocaina. Intorno a lei ci sono altre persone. Alcuni di loro sono musicisti della band britannica Baby Shambles. C'è il fidanzato della Moss, Pete Doherty, il cantante del gruppo, seduto dietro di lei con indosso una vestaglia. C'è il chitarrista che sta suonando.
Well, Doug, you can hear that.
He mentions the name there of a well-known producer, I think. You hear the name Kate Moss, but again, that's some very severe Italian reporter. Probably very upset that she was born with a little bit too much lip hair. And
it's no doubt that you're a big fan of Kate Moss.
I'm a fan of Kate Moss, but I'm a big fan of a young woman who takes her job seriously. And she's a supermodel. There's a reason why they're called supermodel. To be a supermodel is to command six figures an hour. It's not to be up on a billboard for Dove bars with a big fat rear end in a pair of grandma underwear and trying to pretend like you're happy you're a cow. And I think...
Oh, boy, that's cruel.
Well, I mean, that's just how I feel. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay, I know controversy because I'm gay. And the fact that I'm gay...
All right, let me take a phone call here, though. 1-800-449-8686. Kate Moss and the recent video of her snorting coke. Cammie, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell the reporter, I think it's ludicrous what you're saying, that she's so against being fat that she's snorting coke. How about... What do you think about
that's
maybe...
That's what she does.
Yeah, but what... She should be exercising. She's...
What business is that of yours? Why is that any of your business?
Because she's out there in the public eye, and it's her responsibility to be a good role model, whether she wants to be or not. That's what she gets paid for.
Well, I think she is being a role model. I think she's showing young women that she is willing to do anything to keep the weight off.
And I think that is horrible. You don't want to show young women that.
Why is that horrible? I mean, for instance, who asked her to be a role model? She never asked to be a role model. Look, I'm gay. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist. And
I know you've said that about 15 times. I realize you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
If you resent it.
No, I don't.
I mean, if there's a little bit of homophobia going on, I'm trying to say.
I don't think anybody has homophobia, Doug. You know,
I don't see how that relates to Kate Moss.
No, I'm gay. I know controversy, and I know what it takes to survive in a professional world. Kate commands $500,000 an hour. This is not just your everyday model. Since she was 14 years of age, she has been one of the top models in the world. And I think that keeping that beautiful figure and keeping that beautiful face has meant doing things that, that people like you may not want to take the risk to do. Maybe I don't. But Kate does. And I say, God bless her. I say,
look at if my 14. Go ahead.
Wait. So you think it's more important to be thick thin than to have a little bit of fat on you and be
you're the
healthy?
Public. You're the public. You demand it. You command it. I mean,
no,
she,
we don't.
Yes, you do. I mean, there's a reason why
Chanel dropped her.
That's the reason why she gets 600,000. No, you said stick thin. You didn't say Coke. You said, do you think we want to be stick thin? I said, yes, because that's why Chanel hired
her.
That's why they hired her.
No, we don't, and I don't think
You can't prove that because Chanel pays her $600,000 an hour, so your statement, no, we don't, resonates in a very hollow way.
You know what? Chanel doesn't anymore because they found out she starts Coke.
Well, apparently you don't get the difference between being thin, which is what you brought up in the first place, and starting Coke. The reason why Chanel hired her, the reason why Chanel hired her is because she's thin and because she's beautiful. That's the reason why you follow her. That's the reason why you buy the product she endorses, and so she'll do whatever she can to state that. I'm gay.
I know all about it.
1-800-449-8686.
You can get a little few more challenging calls than that one, Phil. I'd really appreciate it.
Well, wait a minute, man. You're confusing people. I understand what you're saying, that she got hired because she's thin. That lady says she got fired because she's doing Coke.
Yeah, but she didn't get fired for being thin. Chanel, probably one of the biggest corporate hypocrites, and where are they based? France. So you've got this WAP, well, I shouldn't say WAP, but you've got this Italian television company, and you got these French advertisers, and between the two of them, what they want to do is suck the brains right out of Kate Moss's ears.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Charlie. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, tell me this, man.
Yes, sir.
Did Kate Moss actually say she was doing coke to keep her weight down?
Did she say it? Well, look, I'm a gay man.
It's a simple question.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I got that part.
Right.
Okay,
that's why she does. Look, I've been around super long.
You say you know. Why do you know?
I've been around super long for a long time. How do I know? Because that's how she keeps her weight down.
The question is simple. Did she say that, or are you just guessing that?
I'm sure she has.
No. It's a yes or no question.
Well, look, in the world of supermodels, there's no such thing as a yes or no question.
Listen, man, you're begging the question.
In the world of supermodels.
Did you hear Kate Moss say this?
Look, sir, how can I get a guy that repairs split rail fences for a living to understand that in the world of supermodels, there's no such.
Are you talking about the caller?
Well, this guy seems to think there's a yes or a no. Look, you don't.
Yeah.
Snort
did she say
coke.
It? Did you hear her say it?
They don't do that in the supermodel business. They don't say it.
Man, in other words, you are just guessing. That's she's doing.
No, I know for a fact that's why she does it.
Yeah. Why do you know for a fact she's doing it?
Because of how the communication has come down.
What communication? What is your crystal ball that you're getting?
It's not a crystal ball, but you have to have.
The fact that you're a gay man and you're a gay journalist.
No, you've got
I
to.
Don't get
got,
it.
Did you get through high school?
Yes, sir, I did.
All right, then you understand. You understand that in a business.
Some things are plain, okay? All truck drivers don't
wait a
do
minute.
Drugs,
wait a
okay?
Minute. Let me ask you a question here. The man's asked, did Kate Moss say.
Look at Phil. Did Kate Moss say she likes milkshakes? No, but I've seen her drink a bunch of them, so I assume she does. Jesus.
Well, all right, but we're talking about an illegal activity.
I don't care.
I look at Charlie there, and he's
chawing on some chewing tobacco. Do I got to ask him if he likes that?
Listen,
do I have to ask him whether that's why he chews tobacco because it helps calm his nerves? No, I happen to just assume that. Now, Kate Moss, she's, I'm gay. And there are.
Let the gentleman.
The sociological aspect of it, okay? All right, these companies pay big money to these supermodels, okay? And that's a given.
Really?
We know that. Okay?
I didn't know that. Thanks for letting me in on that.
Yeah. They also expect a certain decorum with the people who represent them. Like
did they say that? Did they say that? Did they say that?
It's in the contract.
No, wait, did they say that? Or otherwise, you don't know.
No, I happen to know that sports contracts require.
No. You said modeling contracts. Did they say that? Did they say that in a modeling contract? Yes or no? It's a simple question, sir. Yes or no? See, I've got you. I got you.
That, yes, there are certain.
Oh, you imagine? No, you imagine. Oh, you imagine? See, but you don't know for a fact, do you? So you're just you're engaging in the same kind of bull crap you accuse me. Look, I'm a gay man and a gay.
We already know that you're gay, okay?
Yeah.
Well, if you get two guys hate fags, that's your problem. But I'm telling you right now,
I ain't got a problem with that. Well, my problem is,
I bet you don't.
All right, hold on for a minute.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The question is on the table. I got Charlie. What am I listening to here? Charlie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right. The question's on the table, Doug. How do you know that she snorts coke to keep the weight off?
Phil, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And as that, I have been through a lot of investigative journalistic stories. When you've suffered the kind of discrimination I have, you begin to see. However, I'll answer the question another way. I was at a runway show in New York. This was in the spring of 2003. Kate was there. She didn't look good, but she was there for, I think she was there for Halston and a couple of other lines of clothing. Now, before she went out there, I asked her point blank. I said, I know it's tough to keep the weight off, to keep your figure, and I imagine, you know, and I told her, and I imagine that quarter ounce I saw you do last night.
And you saw her do a quarter ounce?
No, I didn't, but I said it as a journalist to kind of put her off balance. I said, I imagine that quarter ounce I saw you put up your nose last night is to keep the weight off. And I'll never forget, she looked me up and down as if to say, boy, you're a lot smarter than I thought, you know. So there you go. Well, I guess that shut Charlie up, didn't it?
No.
What are you laughing at?
Well, I think your point is the previous caller used the term ludicrous. I guess what I really feel like is that...
Well, you said to me they got it in their contract and you didn't even have that proof, see? Because I'm getting...
Wait a minute. If you're an interviewer, maybe you're not as good an interviewer as you
I'm
think
very
because
good.
You're not listening.
Well, I'm interested in interviewing interesting people, okay? But in this case, you should be interviewing me. If it was you and I, you should be interviewing me because I'd be the star.
Well, now...
All right, okay. Go ahead, Charlie.
Well, you think, Phil, between the two of us, I'd be the star and he'd be the interviewer?
You're not a good person to talk over top of people.
Well, I'm not trying to talk, but you're the guy that said that you knew that they had something in their contract, which you didn't, see? And I'm gay.
I'm telling you it is common in entertainment.
Well, now that's
that have a
whole...
behavior
right,
clause.
Then it's common in entertainment to snort coke to keep the weight off.
And it's also common to lose all your contracts because of it.
It's not in an entertainment contract. Have you ever seen it in an entertainment contract? No, you haven't, so you can't say that. And
listen,
I know you.
Let me tell you.
Just because you deliver Capizio shoes in that tractor trailer doesn't mean you're in show business.
And you come on and let the guy finish? Capizio shoes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, he claims to be a gay journalist.
I am.
I guess they are different kinds of journalists because they talk over the top of other people and don't listen once they ask a question and want a point of view.
I already know what the answer is going to be.
Well, you don't know what the answer is because you don't really understand the question. In fact, I think you're missing the whole issue. You see,
you know I'm gay, right?
Listen, are you going to listen?
Well, I'm just asking. Do you know I'm gay?
Of course he knows you're gay.
Mr. Henry?
All right, look at Charlie.
Neither one of you guys will acknowledge, A, I'm gay, B, I'm a journalist, C.
We already acknowledged it. Here is Jennifer. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Yeah, I just want to say that in any job that you go into, if you are caught doing any drugs, they're going to fire you.
How do you know? You don't know that. You just start saying that. First of all...
Of course you do that.
Oh, really? Why is it then, if that's true, then why is it, as of today, Kate Moss... it still has a deal in the works with another major brand, another advertiser, Burberry. They're still thinking about signing her, okay? So what are you talking about?
Well, you're talking about people who are probably not going to buy her product anymore if they know she's doing cocaine.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that'll stop you. Are you kidding me?
I don't even buy any of your product.
Well, probably maybe you don't use perfume. But the point is that...
Look, and what's the point of insulting her, okay?
She's laughing. She knows I'm kidding. Do you use perfume?
No, actually, I don't.
Good luck.
Good luck with what?
Whatever stench is coming out. I mean, do you use underarm deodorant?
I think half the perfume out there is a bunch of stench.
Well, okay, then I guess maybe you've never smelled anything that's really a quality perfume. But
Yes, I've smelled... plenty of quality perfumes out there. Maybe you haven't. Or maybe you have as a gay man and a gay journalist.
Gee, that's so funny. Ugh.
All right, let's move on. And dump that. Dump it. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, Phil, I noticed ever since you got these Southern affiliates, the level of the repartee from the callers is just like plummeted to an all-time low. In other words, do you notice them trying to be funny? And
will you just leave it to me, man? I will freaking... Can we get rid of this guy on one? He's done. I'll deal with the callers, okay? And the fact of the matter is that one point that the guy made, which was, you don't know whether this woman is snorting coke to keep the weight off, whether she's snorting because she likes it, whether she's snorting...
Well, I like how some guy that, is delivering a hydraulic fluid for, you know, giant transmissions that go into airplanes, also knows the particulars of entertainment modeling contracts. What a queer. And you're saying...
You're the guy that's calling yourself a gay man and a gay journalist.
I may be gay, but I ain't queer. And there's a big difference, my brother.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Like that too, you know. But I'm gay, and I'm not going to make apologies for that.
I know that you're gay, and I'm not asking you to make any apologies. We're talking with Doug Danger of the movingpicturenews.com about Kate Moss. And the stand that she's taking, first of all, I would say, to say she's snorting coke to lose weight, I have to say, from everything I've heard you say, you're assuming this.
Look, Phil, if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty, why are we even talking about this? I mean, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That's something that's probably over the head of a lot of people that are listening to your program right now. Number two.
Why would that be over their head?
Number two, let me finish. Number two. Kate Moss is a supermodel, but few people really know the name. I mean, people know the name, but they know the face. And I don't know that it really anybody... You know, I really believe, outside of the handful of people who actively call talk radio every night, the same 1,000 people in any given city, I don't think anybody really cares whether Kate Moss is doing cocaine. I don't think it's going to hurt her at all. I don't think... The people that are going to fire her from these contracts, you give it 6 months, 2 years, she'll be back on board. How do I know? Well, we have the evidence of so many other spokespeople to go on. And, who was that? Who was the one guy that got rehired?
Who?
You know, that one guy got involved in some kind of a problem and he got rehired.
I don't know.
Well, there's been a million of them, believe me. They say that Michael Jackson, okay? That guy's still doing, he's still going to be doing tours even though they claim that he was, had his hand down some kid's pants. I bet you that guy is still going to be out there pitching Pepsi-Cola and everything else.
Oh, come on, man. There's no way.
What about Kobe Bryant? There's a guy right there. Kobe Bryant, that guy settled out of court after bending some woman over a chair and giving her what for. And they're all saying, oh, we're gonna cancel this guy's contract. Well, guess what? Kobe Bryant, about 6 months later, man, Nike's got him right back on board. Now, I'm a gay man. I can say that because I'm gay.
Whatever that means, man.
Boy, what a fag hater you are.
Hey. That doesn't make me, quote, a fag hater. I just don't know what that means. Tom, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Doug. Yeah, she might have started out using cocaine to lose weight. She might have, she might not. But I know what she is now without question. She's an addict.
Oh, okay.
Because...
How do you know?
Because if you are so addicted to the substance that you're using, which you know is a felony... That you could allow yourself to be photographed using it because you really don't care as long as you can continue to abuse that substance and throw away how many millions in contracts
to
throw away.
When's the last time you bought a pair of shoes that she advertises?
Oh, you couldn't name them for me. I live
in
the Midwest.
Then why do you care?
Well, because
see, I'm talking about the young women that she influences to so that they don't turn into. You come from the Midwest, huh? Do you want our young women looking like half the women that walk around your town?
Hey, we're fighting a meth problem right here, brother, that you can't believe.
I don't think the meth is... You're not doing enough of it because half the women I see in the Midwest look like they were rode hard, put up wet, and they could haul a freaking plow.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
This man's talking about methamphetamine. This is a serious, serious problem.
We added on to our county jail a couple, 3 years ago for extra capacity. It's already brimful of meth addicts, so I think you know not what you speak.
No, sir, you're talking about methamphetamine. I'm talking about a supermodel in a London recording studio.
Poor man's cocaine.
She's snorting coke off of a gold card, okay? It's a big difference between that and doing this, doing some of that crystal off a hunting knife.
Hey, brother, an addict is an addict, and you know it.
No, I don't. And I don't
Let me clue you.
Look at
It is.
I'm saying that she's keeping the weight off a lot of young women.
She's an addict.
And
no question about it. She's addicted.
You don't know that until you've put on one of her dresses, and I hope and pray to Jesus Christ, our Savior, that you haven't.
Absolutely. That's funny that you would mention Jesus Christ with your lifestyle choice. That's funny.
What do you mean lifestyle choice?
You keep mentioning it over and over and over like it means anything.
So now it comes out, you're homophobic.
Absolutely
now
not.
It isn't a lifestyle choice.
Your sexual preference don't mean nothing to me, brother. I could care less.
I was born with it.
I did.
I bet you.
Have you ever met an ex-homosexual? You know I met an ex-homosexual once. Have you ever met an ex-Mexican or an ex-black person?
You met an ex-homosexual?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, and at that time, where did he have his penis?
Okay, that's not fair.
Well, this guy's talking about he knows gay people. Look, there's no such thing as an ex-homosexual, sir.
Oh, I met one, so I got to say you're wrong there, brother.
No, he might have claimed it, but I doubt very seriously if he was convincing you while he had you on all fours and a ball gag in your mouth.
All right, okay?
He quit it.
Yeah,
so there must be something to it.
Yeah, I bet he did. I bet you said right after you and he are done, that'll be the last time.
And,
you know, Doug,
Well, this guy's trying to tell me stuff. He sounds like he's so full of it, man, his eyes are
brown. The truth hurts, don't it, Doug? The truth hurts,
man?
Don't it, Doug?
Dude, you don't know any more about homosexuality than you do about drug addiction.
The truth hurts.
Listen, right
I know an addict when I see one, and she's an addict, without question.
And I'm sure you know a homosexual when you feel one.
When she's addicted to allow herself to be photographed committing a felony, that's addiction, brother. They'll throw away everything to further their addiction. Careers,
you really
contracts, their health.
You know, you really love that word addiction, don't you?
I like the word addiction, as I know one when I see one,
because you
obviously don't.
You just got done saying you like addiction.
Okay, come on.
Can make any
I got the FCC
you want
on my
for,
back.
No, this
can make any excuse you want for, Doug.
Every
she's
other
an
word
addict,
with this,
and you know it.
Every other word with it. Listen to it. There's another one. Dick. You know, every other word with this guy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to take a break. Doug Danger is with us. What's the point of this?
Look, I'm going to fly to the Midwest, and I'm going to kill me 5 or 6 meth addicts because of him. Okay? 5 of you will die tonight at the hands strangled by a gay man because of that guy that just called in. You can thank him as you wing your way to heaven. Yeah!
Wow. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass, plug into the world. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Look, and if some of the callers have made very good points tonight, it's not my fault. And I don't think it's something that you are going to blame me.
That last guy, I made point after point, and he just blew right by. Then he said that my lifestyle supposedly is a lifestyle, and that I wasn't born gay. I'm gay, and I was born gay.
How long were you in the closet?
Well, now the truth comes out, doesn't it? You think it's a lifestyle choice, too, don't you?
No, I don't. I just want to know. How long were you in the closet? How old are you?
I'm 35.
All right. And you came out when?
3 weeks ago.
All right, 3 weeks. That's 35 years you were in the closet then.
That's right.
A long time.
Yeah. And you know why I was in the closet all that time? Fear. Fear of some guy like that guy that called, him and his friends in their plaid shirts and their 65 GTOs and their work boots and their baseball caps and their frightening, oily, Midwestern rage. That's why. But now, I'm out. I'm out, and I'm getting a one-way ticket to Wichita, Kansas tonight. And as soon as I get off the plane, I'm heading right for the ghetto. The white ghetto.
I don't believe you, Doug.
Well, you don't have to believe me.
No, I don't. And I just think that you're angry. 1-800-449-8686. Serena, go ahead.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't. Go ahead, Serena.
Actually, you know what? I just drove 60 miles from Wichita, Kansas, and I'm sure, you know,
well,
he showed up. The police department
would
be happy to know about that.
You should turn around and go back and tell them that I'm on my way.
Well, I'm sure that they, you know, for somebody who says that they've experienced such bigotry in your life, you sure are good at handing it out.
What bigotry did I hand out?
Okay, first of all, you started out by insulting Italians in general, especially Italian-Americans.
Am I making up the mafia? Am I making up the mafia?
The next guy who called in with a southern accent, you automatically assume that he is stupid because he speaks with a southern accent.
Well, he was stupid.
Then you blanketly say that everyone from the South is ignorant and can't understand what's going on.
No, he was stupid. That's number one. Number two,
bigotry is ignorance.
No.
And that's stupidity.
No.
And you've got it, buddy.
Ma'am, if you're telling me the mafia doesn't exist, good luck with the rest of your life. If you're
Wait a minute. The mafia exists. You're saying that that means all Italian Americans?
You know how those people are. And you say, listen to
this. You're a bigot. I know one of those when I see it.
Minigonna e degli stivali di pelle nera.
Listen to this.
I grew up in the South. I know bigots when I see them.
Yeah, especially since you're in a family full of them.
Means you.
Yeah, probably you were in a family full of them. Now, let me ask something. Who ironed your dad's hood before he went out at night?
You know, that's... See, there you go with all of your stereotypes, Doug.
Exactly. If I was saying that about gay people, you would be bent out of shape. You would be just livid.
I'm gay.
I know that. I've heard that 60 times in the last hour.
Listen to this. I want you to listen to this. You hear that? That's Mussolini. Only with a sex change.
I could not care less.
That's Mussolini with a sex change. And I would submit to you, ma'am, that what happened to Kate Moss today is nothing short of a Holocaust.
You know what? I couldn't care less what happened to Kate Moss either. If she chooses to do drugs, that's her decision, and it's her life.
Exactly.
But you come on a nationally aired program and spread bigotry.
I didn't spread any
bigotry. Exactly what you're doing.
Look, there's nothing wrong with those people that a good bath isn't going to cure, okay?
Oh, you are so ignorant. You are so ignorant.
Yeah, I'm ignorant, and you're hearing this? This is a Holocaust against skinny Irish supermodels.
Yeah, don't complain about the treatment that you have received as a gay man or gay journalist for the last 3 weeks.
Well, I talked to you. That's enough for a lifetime.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.